Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and Tir Masechus Chulin Daf Dal, the first parak, Hakol Shochetin. The Zikhu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara taught that a kusi's shechita is permitted if the kusi eats a piece of it. Although the disqualifications of shechita, such as shehiyah, are not written in the Torah, since they establish themselves as practicing these laws, they're considered reliable to follow them. The Gemara notes va'achazuk v'achazuk b'dlok siva, and whether there can be established or cannot be established as reliable regarding a law which is not written is a machlokas tanaim in a brisa. The Tanakhama says matzah baked by a kusi is permitted, and one can be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with it, meaning we can even assume it was guarded from becoming chametz l'shem matzah mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer forbids her matzah because we cannot rely on them that it did not become chametz. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kol mitzvah shechaziku ba kusim, any mitzvah which the kusim have established for themselves, harbe medaktikim ba yosim Yisrael, they're far more careful about it than Jews are. This appears identical to the Tanakhama, and the Gemara concludes that they disagree about the oksiva v'achaziku ba, something which is not written in the Torah, but they establish for themselves. The Tanakhama holds they cannot be relied upon, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds they can. Point number two, on the previous daf, Rava said that a mumer l'tayavon meshecht l'charchila if the knife was checked. The Gemara explains that when given the choice between eating heter and eating iser, meaning shechting properly or not, l'shavek heter v'achal yisura, he doesn't abandon the potential to eat permitted food and instead eat forbidden food. Still, we must check the knife because mitrach l'tarach, he'll not bother to fix or replace a knife which is nicked. A braisa supports Rava. The chametz of Ovrei Avera, transgressors who do not destroy their chametz before Pesach, Acher Pesach Mut Miyad, is permitted to others immediately after Pesach, Mipnei Shehen Machlifin, because they exchange their forbidden chametz for the permitted chametz of non-Jews. Although making this exchange is itself prohibited, the received chametz remains permitted to others. And point number three, Rav Anna quoted Shmuel, Yisroel Mumer Lavodos Kochavim, a Jew who was a Mumer regarding idolatry, Mutu Echol Mishchitaso, is permitted to eat from his Shchita because we find that Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, ate from Achav's feast. The Pasuk says, Vizbachu Achav Tzon Ubakar Larov, and Achav slaughtered sheep and cattle for him in abundance, Lamasher Imo, and for the people who were with him, Vaisiseu Alos El Ramos Gilad, and he enticed him to ascend to Ramos Gilad. We know that Yehoshaphat partook of the feast because the term hasata refers to eating and drinking. The Gemara objects that perhaps Yehoshaphat only drank because the ordinary wine of idolaters had not yet been forbidden, but did not eat because a mumer levodos kochavim is considered a mumer kol haTorah kula, a mumer for the entire Torah. It answers that it's not fitting for a king to drink without eating. Alternatively, the pasuk implies that the enticing relates to the shechita that was mentioned. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara taught that a kusi's shechita is permitted if the kusi eats a piece of it. Although the disqualifications of shechita, such as shehiyah, are not written in the Torah, since they establish themselves as practicing these laws, they're considered reliable to follow them. The Gemara notes va'achazuk v'achazuk b'dlok siva, and whether there can be established or cannot be established as reliable regarding a law which is not written is a machlokas tanaim in a brisa. The Tanakhama says matzah baked by a kusi is permitted, and one can be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with it, meaning we can even assume it was guarded from becoming chametz l'shem matzah mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer forbids her matzah because we cannot rely on them that it did not become chametz. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kol mitzvah shechaziku ba kusim, any mitzvah which the kusim have established for themselves, harbe medaktikim ba yosim Yisrael, they're far more careful about it than Jews are. This appears identical to the Tanakhama, and the Gemara concludes that they disagree about the oksiva v'achaziku ba, something which is not written in the Torah, but they establish for themselves. The Tanakhama holds they cannot be relied upon, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds they can. Point number two, on the previous daf, Rava said that a mumer l'tayavon meshecht l'charchila if the knife was checked. The Gemara explains that when given the choice between eating heter and eating iser, meaning shechting properly or not, he doesn't abandon the potential to eat permitted food and instead eat forbidden food. Still, we must check the knife because mitrach l'tarach, he'll not bother to fix or replace a knife which is nicked. A braisa supports Rava. The chametz of Ovrei Avera, transgressors who do not destroy their chametz before Pesach, Acher Pesach Mut Miyad, is permitted to others immediately after Pesach, Mipnei Shehen Machlifin, because they exchange their forbidden chametz for the permitted chametz of non-Jews. Although making this exchange is itself prohibited, the received chametz remains permitted to others. And point number three, Rav Anna quoted Shmuel, Yisrael Mumer Lavodos Kochavim, a Jew who was a Mumer regarding idolatry, Mutu Echo Mishchitaso, is permitted to eat from his Shchita because we find that Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, ate from Achav's feast. The Pasuk says, Vizbachu Achav Tzon Ubakar LaRov, and Achav slaughtered sheep and cattle for him in abundance, Lamasher Imo, and for the people who were with him, Vaisiseu Alos El Ramos Gilad, and he enticed him to ascend to Ramos Gilad. We know that Yehoshaphat partook of the feast because the term hasata refers to eating and drinking. The Gemara objects that perhaps Yehoshaphat only drank because the ordinary wine of idolaters had not yet been forbidden, but did not eat because a mumer levodos kochavim is considered a mumer kol haTorah kula, a mumer for the entire Torah. It answers that it's not fitting for a king to drink without eating. Alternatively, the pasuk implies that the enticing relates to the shechita that was mentioned. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Dalet, and our standard Siman is a Delet, a door. So here goes. By the door of the Kusi Matzah Bakery that had a Medaktikim by Yosim Yisrael, Heksher, the Mumer switched his forbidden chametz with a non-Jew after Pesach, so he could bring it to the Suda where a righteous king was eating the meat shechted by a wicked king who was a Mumer, L'Avodah Zarah. Once again, slow motion. By the door, that must mean we're on Daf Dalet, door. By the door of the Kusi Matzah Bakery that had a Medaktikim by Yosim Yisrael, Heksher, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchukas Tanaim in a Braisa. The Tanakhama says, Matzah baked by a Kusi is permitted, and one can be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Matzah with it, meaning we can even assume it was guarded from becoming Chametz, with Shem Matzah Mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer forbids her Matzah because we cannot rely on them that it did not become Chametz. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Kol Mitzvah Shechiziku Bakusim, any Mitzvah which the Kusim have established for themselves, Harbi Medaktikim Ba Yosim Yisrael, they are far more careful about them than Jews are. So by the door of the Kusi Matzah Bakery that had a Medaktikim Ba Yosim Yisrael, Hagshur, the Mumer switched his forbidden Chametz with a non-Jew after Pesach, which reminds us, we learned that a Mumer Yisrael will Shavik Heterah V'Achal Yisura. He doesn't abandon the potential to eat permitted food and instead eat forbidden food. It was taught in the Brisa, the chametz of Ovrei Avera, transgressors, who do not destroy their chametz before Pesach, Acher Pesach Mutar Miyad, is permitted to others immediately after Pesach, Mifnesh and Machlifin, because they exchanged their forbidden chametz for the permitted chametz of non-Jews. Although making this exchange is itself prohibited, the received chametz remains permitted to others. So by the door of the Kusi Matzah Bakery, they had a Medaktikim by Yosim Yisrael, Hagshur, the Mumer switched his forbidden chametz with a non-Jew after Pesach, so he could bring it to the Suda where a righteous king was eating the meat shechted by a wicked king who was a Mumer, L'Avodah Zarah, which reminds us, Ravanan quoted Shmuel, Yisrael Mumer L'Avodah Kochavim, a Jew who is a Mumer regarding idolatry, Mutu L'Echo Mishchitaso, it's permitted to eat from a Shechita because we find that Yehoshaphat Melch Yehuda ate from Achav's feast. So once again, by the door of the Kusi Matzah Bakery that had a Medaktikim by Yosim Yisrael, Hagshur, the Mumer switched his forbidden chametz with a non-Jew after Pesach, so he could bring it to the Suda where a righteous king was eating the meat shechted by a wicked king who was a Mumer, L'Avodah Zarah. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit. Hatzalah member kit? That must be on Daf Kuf Tes. Hatzalah kit. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola, embeis chonyo, which reminds us, the next mission states that one who vows to bring a carbon must bring it in the base of Migdash, and if he offered it in embeis chonyo, the temple of chonyo in Alexandria, he's not yotzi. However, if he said, hari alai ola shakri venu beis chonyo, it's upon me to bring an ola to offer it in the temple of chonyo, he still must offer it in the base of Migdash, but if he offered in embeis chonyo, he is yotzi. Rabbi Shimon says, Einzo ola, this animal is not an ola at all, because the vow was illegitimate. So the Hatzalah member grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola in Beis Chonyo, told a kohen he found there doing Zrika B'Shogeg that he can no longer serve in the Beis HaMikdash, which reminds us, a pasuk permanently disqualifies any kohen who served idols from ever performing a vote in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argued about four different forms of idolatry, the first one being Shagag B'Zrika. If a kohen acted mistakenly regarding throwing blood for Avodah Zarah, Rav Nachman says carbon no Reach Nechoach, his subsequent carbon is a pleasing aroma, meaning it's accepted after he repents. But Rav Shesha says he's permanently disqualified. He holds the pasuk's expression, l'mikshel avon, a stumbling, an iniquity, refers to two types of sin, mezid and shogeg. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola in Beis Chonyo told a kohen he found there doing Zrika B'Shogeg that he could no longer serve in the Beis HaMikdash and was mesmerized by the mural depicting the story of how Beis Chonyo got started. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, if Beis Chonio was considered a pagan temple, and brings a story of its origins between Chonio and his brother Shimi, and the danger of prominence. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. At the Siman Maseches Menachos gold key ceremony. Gold key ceremony? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud. At the Siman Maseches Menachos gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatas was awarded the I brought Achatas gold key, together with a man who learned about Anashim, who was given the I brought Anashim gold key, which reminds Rabbi Yitzchak says, Zos Torah Achatas, but Zos Torah Anashim teaches, Ko Osik B'Torah Achatas, Ki Yul Hikriv Achatas. Whoever involves himself in learning the Torah of Achatas is as if he brought Achatas, and anyone who involves himself in learning the Torah of Anashim is as if he brought Anashim. So at the Siyam Maseches Menachos gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatas was awarded the I brought Achatas gold key, together with a man who learned about Anashim, who was given the I brought Anashim gold key, a poor man who brought a mincha was presented with the Ishei Reach Nichoach gold key, because his kavana was toward Shemayim, which reminds us, the final Mishnah states that the Torah uses the phrase Ishei Reach Nichoach, a fire offering, a satisfying aroma, by an Oz Behema, as well as by an Oz Ha'ov, and also by a mincha. This teaches Echad Amarbev, Echad Amamid. Whether one gives a lot or a little, his karban pleases Hashem equally. Ubilvad sheyechaven libo l'shamayim, provided that he focuses his intent toward Shemayim. So at the Siyam Maseches Menachos gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatas was awarded the I brought Achatas gold key, together with a man who learned about Anashim, who was given the I brought Anashim gold key, a poor man who brought a mincha was presented with the Ishei Reach Nichoach gold key, because his kavana was toward Shemayim. While the master of ceremonies concluded the evening by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be bribed by a gold key or a karban, and that we shech karbanas for our benefit, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai quotes Psukim, which demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need karbanas for eating. Rather, he says, I didn't tell you shech karbanas, so you should say, Ese Ritzono, but Yase Ritzoni. I'll do his will by offering karbanas that he needs, and thereby bribe Hashem, so that he'll do my will. Lo Ritzoni atem zovchim, el Ritzonchem atem zovchim. It's not for my benefit that you're shechting, rather it's for your benefit that you're shechting. As the pasuk says, "Ritzonchem tizbachu," you shall shecht it for your will. Dav Beis. So the Siman Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Hakol Shochetin Chun house, that must be on Dav Beis, bias. At the Hakol Shochetin Chun house, where everyone happily shecht lecherchila, which reminds us, the first Mishnah states, Hakol Shochetin, everyone may shecht u'shechitas and kashera, and the shechita is valid. The Gemara addresses the seeming contradiction that Hakol Shochetin implies even lecherchila, whereas u'shechitas and kashera implies only b'di'evid. Amoraim will offer six interpretations of the Mishnah to answer this question. So at the Hakol Shochetin Chulun house, where everyone happily shechted lecherchila, while guard held a sign reminding them making nedarim was not lecherchila, which reminds us, we learned that vowing erechin and nedarim is not lecherchila. The pasuk says, "Kisechta lindor lo yeh b'chochet." If you refrain from vowing, there will be no sin in you. And another pasuk says, "Tovah shelo sidor mishentidor bo tishalim." Better that you do not vow than vow and not pay. So at the Hakol Shochetin Chulun house, where everyone happily shechted lecherchila, while guard held a sign reminding them making nedarim was not lecherchila, a tami was welcome to shecht even chun shenasu al Torah Sakodesh lecherchila, after Cohen told him that his shechita of kachim was only b'di'evud, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Ula explains that the phrase Hakol Shochetin is coming to teach a tami may shecht chun lecherchila even shenasu al Torah Sakodesh, whereas the phrase u'shechitas and kasherah teaches that a tami shechita of kachim is only valid b'di'evud. Daf Gimel. So the simur Daf Gimel is a gemal, a camel. So here goes. The Kusi took a break from shechting camels. Camels? That must be on Daf Gimel, gemal. The Kusi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'nichnas Mashkiach, which reminds us, Abai says, the Mishnah's first phrase means that all may shecht lecherchila, including a Kusi, but only when a Yisrael stands over him to supervise. But if the Mashkiach goes in and out intermittently and does not see the entire shechita, we do not allow him to shecht because Kusim do not hesitate to feed nevel to Jews, since they don't accept that Lifnei Iver lo tita mikshol prohibits doing so. So the Kuzi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows, and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'nichnas Mashkiach, was joined by Yisrael Mumer Leteavon, who said he can shecht too if the Mashkiach checks the knife, which reminds us, Ravashi explains that the Mishnah means that all may shecht lecherchila, including a Yisrael Mumer, a Jewish renegade, which is one who regularly transgresses a prohibition. The Gemara clarifies that he refers to a mumer lechol nevelas teavon, to eat nevela for enjoyment, meaning when he can't obtain kosher meat, about whom Rava ruled, bodik sachim venosin lo. One examines the knife and gives it to him to shacht with, and is permitted to eat from a shechita, since he would only eat kosher meat when it's available. So the Kusi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows, and was being checked on by the Yotzei v'nichnas, Mashkiach, was joined by a Mumi Yisrael Teavon, who said he can shecht too if the Mashkiach checks the knife, which of course he knew how to do, because he was both a Mumcha and a Muchsak, which reminds us Ravina's first explanation is that the Mishnah means all Mumchin, experts in halachas of Shechita, may shecht l'chadchila. Mumchin v'afu pishein muchzakin. This applies to all experts, even though they're not established as competent in the skill of Shechita, meaning that they do not grow faint and pause during Shechita. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that whether one gives a lot or a little, his carbon pleases Hashem equally? Ubavad sheyechaven libo l'shamayim. That's on Daf. Kuf Tes. Good. Number 2. Which stuff are different reasons given as to why there were 6 boxes for nadavas in the base of Mikdash? That's on Daf. Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you know that one who learns the Torah of achatas is as if he brought achatas? That's on Daf. Kuf Yud. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you know that any mitzvah which the Kusim have established for themselves, harbi medaktikim ba yosim Yisrael? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you know that we don't shecht kabanas for Hashem's benefit, rather we do it for our benefit? That's on Daf. Kuf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that a tami may shecht chuan, even chuan shenasu al tarz kodesh, but kachim is only valid? Bidiyevet. That's on Daf. Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that a single ol which developed the mum can be redeemed and brought as 2 olos? That's on Daf. Kuf Ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that vowing erechin and nadarim is not l'chadchila? That's on Daf. Beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that a mumer is oshavik hetera ba'achal yisura and will exchange prohibited chametz for permitted chametz? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that one who's makdish one of his animals is makdish ba'ein yafe? That's on Daf. Kuf Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.